Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, damn, I forgot that fast how he's going good. I was speaking to Tamara and him, man. He was sick because I was going to go see him tomorrow because he got a basketball game tomorrow. So I was going to go see him, but he's in the fucking, well, he's home now. He was what you call that shit? Urgent care and shit. So that's what I'm saying. He's always sick and getting it from his fucking basketball team and all that shit like that. So, you know, I told her what to do. I told her what to do and stuff, so they gonna do it. So I'm I go see him sometime next week. So go check him out. But he's always fucking sick, and he got corona right now. He has corona right now.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So he got a quarantine for 5 days. They said 5 days. So
yeah.
Crazy, right? Crazy grandma. Yeah, he's one of a kind, you know. Well, he's
people off the wall in the kitchen. You know, my mother's going ham.
for me. And I'm like, I don't even know. You know, she knows her shit.
Right.
And I be trying to keep, you know, arguments down and shit. And then she's doing shit to get her riled up.
Right, right.
Which is causing shit between me and her. You know, so.
Right.
Right.
Now I feel you. I feel you. Well, look, man, I'm about to go live. I got 1 minute. Y'all gonna, you gonna be up? I'll give you a call when I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not a boy. Go ahead.
What do you? I'm not falling into that tonight. I don't know.
Nothing to fall into. That's why I chuckle. You hear me laugh?
Yep, I hear you laugh. Y'all know y'all important. You know that.
Okay.
All right, I'll hit you when I get off.
All
right. All right, now, come on. Shit. I'm not even turning it here. Let me put my shit on. What's the name so I can hear this person? No. All right, yo, I heard some stuff, man. I really heard some stuff that I'm pretty sure y'all probably heard about it. I'm not sure, but we'll all see tonight. We'll all see tonight. All right, let me make sure. Hold on, everybody. So... I try to see how deep the rabbit hole goes as far as this officer. His name is Demetrius Haley. Yep, Demetrius. Demetrius Haley, right? Let me share my screen real quick. And everybody, please make sure you share. Make sure you share while you're here. Peace, what's going on? What's good, Ms. Drew, Ms. Kat, what's going on? Please make sure y'all share. All right? All right. What's good, Demetria, Nat Cole, everybody that's in here? Thanks for these nuggets you always dug up. I hear that hot shit. Come on now. All right, so let's go here, right? So this is the dude. Why is not showing anything? Oh, here we go. All right. So I don't know how true it is, but we do know that he used to work for FedEx, right? That he was working for the FedEx company and so forth and so on. We know he's a skateboarder, all of that. I got to turn that heater off because now I'm starting to get hot. But anyway, so here's what it says. Now, that's why I put a question mark. It could be true. So this is all alleged. Let me throw this out off rip. Okay? So it says, shout out to Kia. Tyree Nichols worked at FedEx and Demetrius Haley's ex and mother of his child worked at FedEx too. Demetrius took a picture of Tyree Nichols on the ground and sent it to his ex. All the officers involved went out bad over this man's personal issue. Tyree Nichols and his ex had a relationship. Okay. Now somebody here said this is the second time they're hearing that narrative. Now, because we all feel like that this was personal, right? We all feel this shit was personal. I feel it was personal the way that they beat this man up. And the actual phone lines is open right now. And I meant to open up Twitter. Let me go to Twitter real quick. But the way that they beat up on this man is like, if it was personal, I'm going to try not to watch any of the videos. I really don't like watching it like that. I think I got enough of watching it. I don't know about y'all, but I probably played this a little bit for y'all, but I'm really not into watching that shit again. I've seen enough, to be honest. I've seen enough of that shit. And it's something that, you know, not taking anything from anybody, will want to continue to watch that man get beat to fucking death. I can't sit there and watch it. So there's another video that explains some things Now, the person said, I was trying to find a whole video to it, right? Oh, I know about the white guy. What's his name? Let me show that now. Let me show that now. Oh, I should move a tad bit slow. Where he at? Where the white boy at? Oh, right here. So, okay, so we know that he has been relieved of his duties. Now, that doesn't mean that he got fired, as we see that all of the other officers got fired. He's not getting fired. He didn't get fired. And probably the reason is because we already know what it is. He didn't actually put his hands and feet on him. But like I said last night, there is a code that they are living by. It's a code that they're living by. You understand what I'm saying? It's a mentality that they have. I hope they stomp him out. He was the first one to tase him. Now, there's something that's going on in Memphis. I actually went to the guy's page. So I think what I'm going to do now is just go to the actual TikTok, because I try to find the actual YouTube page. But let me share my screen right here. Let me see. Code Blue, you already know. Finally, someone is talking about the alleged woman that seems to be the center of all this. Now, this is the thing. I was trying to find out who the female that worked there. I don't have that luxury. Well, you know, those. I don't have a way I can find out who's working in that fucking place. You know what I'm saying? In FedEx, and find out who's who. I don't know who it is. But the way this shit happened, it seemed personal. Because after anything, he's in handcuffs and they still beating him up. They probably already knew who he was from the jump. That's why they stopped him. Davis, you say you can. So listen. So before I even share this, I want you to call. Do you want to? You want to call into the show, Scope of the Eagle? If you want to call in, you go. The phone line is open right now, so you can call in before I go to this video, which I need y'all to hear. If y'all haven't heard it yet, man, y'all need to hear this shit because it doesn't defeat the purpose of what the police done, but there's a reputation that they have. Do you want to call in real quick before I go into this video? I have work with them after go on break. All right, so boom. So what? So how long you think? Let me know. So this is good, man. Anybody from Memphis? A lot of y'all used to call in. Where are my Memphis Tennessee at? Where at? Where's Memphis at? What's up? How long you talking, Scova? All right, I don't want to hold the people up. Well, I'm waiting on your response. So until then, what's up, Angel? Good night, love. I have to go on break. 35 minutes? Cool. All right, we'll be waiting. All right, so let's go to this video. And hopefully y'all show some love to the platform tonight, man. Y'all stop fucking playing with the kid. Show some love, man, to the platform. All right? Show some love to the platform, son. Is it a rumor that the thug took a thug pulled out of his cell phone? We're going to go to the videos to find that out. I don't know which marker where he takes a picture of him. Who knows, but we'll definitely go look. All right, make sure y'all show some love to the platform, family. Here we go. Now, listen to what this guy is saying, right? Hold on. Right here. Check it out.
For these young folks, they don't care. They shooting on site, on scene. They shoot people on the expressway. They shooting up elderly people. They shoot women. They shoot kids. They don't care. And I'm just going to share this with you. With the people that you saw in their video is what we call here in Memphis to jump out for. I have people from the police force. And these are their rules. And this is their rules of engagement with certain individuals and makes of cars. So we're going to say challengers, charges, and infinity, all right?
Right.
We have a group down here called the Infinity Boys. They are known for robbing and killing and unaliving people. right? We have the Taj boys that they are known for drug trafficking and shooting, all right, drive-bys at that point. Now, a lot of these infinity charges and challenges and charges are owned by 20-year-olds.
Right.
So they had to protect the police, the regular police, from these certain individuals, because once they pull them over, there is a chance that it's going to be a race, or it's going to be a shootout. That's the reason why you saw them at the beginning of the tape talking about get out, because that's what they're for. When the police say that, hey, I got an infinity, I got a charge going down such and such street, they call it in, and they call them boys in there to handle
the
situation.
Was he driving a charger?
Yeah.
But, so, you know, you heard one of them in the video say he almost tried to hit him.
Right.
So do you think that's what, because that's what I think, like, it was more ego. So that's how they approach people in charges and infinities.
It's because of the reputation in the city. You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
So,
let me ask you this before you go on. Do they have a reputation of being ruthless with people?
With those cars?
No, the police officers.
See, this been going on for years.
That's what I'm saying. So this certain squad, the Scorpion squad, like, because I don't know if he was here earlier, I was saying police look the other way as long as you get them results. They don't care what you're doing as long as you get the results, and then they worry about it when it hits the fan. So these police was given liberty to do whatever the hell they had to do as long as you was getting results.
I'm not going to lie. They've been getting results.
Right.
They've been getting results. These same five individuals have saved more lives than they have killed.
Now, y'all hear that? Now, it makes me wonder, man. Now, you don't exclude the fact that they murdered this dude for no reason, and it seemed personal. And like he just said, they give them liberty. They shut down the Scorpion Squad now, as they say, as of, I think, yesterday or the day before, that they shut down the Scorpion Squad, right? But they get liberty to do whatever, however they want to do it to stop the crime in the street. So he was driving the Charger. So if anything, the Charger boys is known for drug trafficking and shooting, and it's owned by 20-year-olds. Do y'all remember that video that I played last night? Let me see if I still have it. You're right, it definitely don't matter. Trust me, I'm with you on that. Believe me, it don't even matter. Trust me. I just wanted to make it known. Where's that other video? Y'all just give me one second. I'm looking for it right now. And I played it yesterday. I'm going to have all my ducks in a row for y'all. That's not it. Hold on. I played it the other night. I think it was on Twitter. And I didn't save it. I think it is on Twitter, but I didn't put it in the bookmark. Wow. But anyway, it was a guy that got pulled over by those same five officers. Hold on. I'm on Twitter, too. Let me see if I can find that video. Shit. Basically, it was the same five officers. The guy was going to the store. He parked his car and walked across the street to go get to the pizza store. He went to get some pizza. He said, "Oh, I was doing was to get a slice of pizza." They was like, "We found pounds of weed in the car or whatever." And the way they harassed him, he called Internal Affairs. So when he heard about what happened to Tyree Nichols, he like, "Oh, those the same five officers." So these niggas got bad reputations and, I guess, good reputation for bringing down the crime in the neighborhood. So that's the video I wanted to look for, but that's what happened in a nutshell. The phone line is open if anybody want to call and share your thoughts on this, but I really feel like what happened is really fucked up, right? And if it's true that to do, for those who's just coming in, let me just show the picture for those who's just coming in. The dude's name is Demetrius Haley. Haley, let me show the picture real quick. This is the guy, as they say. Thank you, Ms. Drew, for putting the number in there. And y'all get those likes up, man. It's 315 to 70 fucking likes. What's popping, man? Y'all can hit the like button. Hit the like button. Please, can you hit the like button? And donate to the platform, too. Huh? Huh? But anyway, this is the fucking guy. Now, again, I'm going to make sure I say this carefully. This is all allegedly, but they are saying that this dude, Demetrius Haley, they have something in common, that his ex-girlfriend and his baby moms worked at FedEx with Tyree Nichols, and he was dating his ex-girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend had a relationship. So that could be a personal thing right there, too. So this is all alleged, but this is what the rumors are. So that could have been very personal, just like fucking George Floyd. Don't forget, Derek Chauvin, whatever, the cop who basically had his knee on his neck, they worked at the same fucking bar as bouncers, and he was dating his girlfriend. That was personal. That was fucking personal. We all know it was personal. The media made sure that they did not make that connection. But they did interview a guy who worked at that fucking bar or at that club or whatever and said that they both were frequent there. But they never took it to the public to make sure that we all knew that they knew of each other, and they really, the show, Derek didn't really like him. So come on. So this is almost the same fucking story, somewhat, this damn air. So what if this is true? This was get back. That, oh damn, you went from me to the skateboard ass nigga. And I'm saying this with all due respect. Like, I'm trying to live in his head right now. I'm trying to live in his brain right now. Yeah, I'm a police officer. Yeah, I'm getting money. I can help pay your rent. You fucking with the skateboard nigga or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he's driving a Charger, so I don't know, man. This shit is real weird out here. This shit is crazy. I'm going to get off the screen because I want to see if anybody called. Man, that was a creepy-ass video. Yeah, we're going to go to some more of it as well because we talked some more on it. Let me just look at the chat real quick. I did, but it only allowed me one like. Bless. Oh, thank you, Darlene. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, I'm 85, like, you stupid. Y'all hear Tyree's voice, he wasn't a street dude. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. How can they not see? You're supposed to be street smart. Police supposed to be street smart as well. They supposed to understand the lingo, how a person moves, how they talk, everything. You supposed to really, or if a person is under the influence, or if you can tell he's mentally unstable, y'all supposed to be trained, even though they're not trained hard enough. They get trained for like 3 fucking months. What is it, a 6-month training? Ain't it like a 6-month training? To be a CO, a correctional officer, is longer than that, you know? So these niggas not even like street smart. Like you could tell off rip what kind of guy that is, man. Just the tone of his voice and the pronunciation of the words sometimes too. You understand what I'm saying? So it's crazy. Let me take this off the screen because I don't want y'all to see anybody numbers if anybody called. Let me see something real quick. All right? Hold on. So we're going to go back to that TikTok video. Hold on. All right. Don't be scared to call them, man. The number is 319-527-6193. Let me post it up in here, man. Hold on. All right. I know we all got ADHD up in here. Hold on. And I'm supposed to have to go see my son, Amari, and go to his basketball game tomorrow. But he was in the urgent care. So he caught COVID. This boy always fucking sick, but he's good. You know, he's good right now. So, love you, Amari. You know what I'm saying? You know, stepson was sick, so he's feeling better. You know, so it's kind of crazy out here. But glad my dog is, my dog, my heart, he's doing good right now. So salute, shout out to my boy, Amari. I would have left him to look at that hairline. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You stupid. I get it now. You're talking about Demetrius' hairline. Let's go back to this real quick. All right? Now, and let me put my link in there, man. I hope everybody hit that like button, y'all. All right? Hold on. Let me put my link in there, goddamn. Y'all already know me. All right? So, all right, let's get right back to this. All right? All right. For those who just coming in, I'm gonna play it one more time for y'all. I'm gonna play it again. All right, so let's go back.
Memphis, I love my city, but these young folks, they don't care. They shooting on site on scene. They shoot people on the expressway. They shooting up elderly people. They shoot women. They shoot kids. They don't care. And I'm just gonna share this with you. With the people that you saw in their video is what we call here in Memphis the jump out boy. I have people from the police force. Mm-hmm. And these are their rules. And this is their rules of engagement with certain individuals in makes of cars. So we're going to say Challengers, Chargers, and Infinities. All right?
All right.
We have a group down here called the Infinity Boys. They are known for robbing and killing and unaliving people. All right. We have mm-hmm. the Chargers boys that they are known for drug trafficking and shooting. All right, drive-bys at that point. Now a lot of these Infinity Chargers and Challengers and Chargers are owned by 20-year-olds.
Right.
So they had to protect the police, the regular police, from these certain individuals because once they pull them over, there is a chance that it's going to be a race, or it's going to be that's the reason why you saw them at the beginning of the tape talking about get out, because that's what they're for.
Young ass kids being killed.
When the police say that, hey, I got an Infinity, I got a charge going down such and such street, they call it in and they call them boys in.
Was he driving a Charger?
Yeah.
But, so, you know, you heard one of them in the video say he almost tried to hit him.
So do you think
that's what, because that's what I think, like, it was more ego. So that's how they approach people in Chargers and Infinities.
It's because of the reputation in the city. You see what I'm talking about?
Right. So let me ask you this before you go on. Do they have a reputation of being ruthless with people?
With those cars?
No, the police officers.
Chief, that's been going on for years. So that's
what I'm saying. So this certain squad, the Scorpion squad, like, because I don't know if you was here earlier, I was saying police look the other way as long as you get them results. They don't care what you're doing as long as you get the results, and then they worry about it when it hits the fan. So right. These police was given liberty to do whatever the hell they had to do as long as you was getting results.
I'm not gonna lie, they've been getting results.
Right.
They've been getting results. These same five individuals have saved more lives than they have killed.
I need to hear somebody from Memphis to clarify this. Is there anybody from Memphis that's in here? Please donate something. But anyway, is there anybody from Memphis? Press 1. And where's my Memphis people? Come on, man. One of my people from fucking Houston used to always call it. Come on, man. That's you. Where's come on, man? Where my nigga at? Come on, man. Hold on. I'm from Garfield Street in North Memphis, but I'm at work. I'm just filling you in. Thank you, sweet Southern. So if your ass can type, type something. Is it true what this guy said? As far as the police, those five individuals in certain, whatever town that you're in, that's how they are. You know what I'm saying? Because what this is hypothetical. Like, did they, was it a mistaken identity? Because knowing that the challenge, yo, I love challenges. Challenges get ups, and I love challenges. I'm going to get me a challenger one day. I love challenges. Those cars is fucking unbelievable. I love it. I love charges. And charges, too. And charges. Anyway, you said Sabres looking for a stolen car, which they found the next day. They pulled the wrong person over, but there's no evidence. He wasn't doing anything wrong. He wasn't even doing anything wrong for probable cause to pull. Right, that's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, could Tyree have been a mistaken identity because they are a group of people called, I think the police is called the Jump Out Boys, or those the guys that's driving in challenges and charges. Those are the dudes who like be jumping out, shooting, and drug trafficking. And the Infinity Boys is they do a lot of robbing and killing. So you see motherfuckers in Infinities, they're gonna jump out and rob you and kill you. And the dudes who drive the challenges and charges, those are the type of dudes that you know, that be shooting and killing people, and that does a lot of drug trafficking. So those specific cars that they drive, and the police know that, and that's why they created the Scorpion Squad, something, to keep the streets safe, some shit like that. I read the acronym last night and some shit like that. So they are formed as a group to protect the city because of those type of dudes. So that's what they look out for, is the dudes who drive charges, the guys who drive Infinities, and the guys who drive challenges, because those are the ones that's, you know, mainly, you know, fucking up the neighborhood, if you will. So Tyree was driving a charger. But see, that's what I'm saying. You're supposed to know who you're dealing with instead of just jumping out and beating them up and killing them. You know what I'm saying? But then again, like I said, for those who just coming in, they are saying that this dude, I'm gonna keep showing the picture. Oh, we got phone calls. All right. You're listening in Nebraska, hold on. And I'm gonna go to 215. I think that's if I'm not mistaken, Philly. Area code 215. You on air, but just hold on 1 second. Let me just show this picture first. All right.
Hi.
All right. So this is the guy that who's supposed to have a personal vendetta against Tyree Nichols, because Tyree worked at FedEx, and Demetrius Haley's ex-girl and baby moms worked at the same place, and he was dating his ex-girl. They had a relationship. So could that have been a personal motive? And I'm going to keep saying this is all alleged, but this is what they've been saying throughout the day. So with that being said, we got area code 215. What's good, love? What's your thoughts?
What's going on, Mike? Now, do I got feedback?
No, you good. Go ahead. You good.
Okay. So I was looking at, what is her name, Sweet Southern in the chat, and it what she's saying, it doesn't make sense because, like, it just, for one, The girlfriend works at FedEx. He works at FedEx. And just so happened, they happened to catch him on his mom's block. I think that they stalked him. I think they waited for him, and they pounced on him when they seen him. Because, first of all, like when she said they thought that he was probably armed, that's still not how police officers approach an armed person. They walked right up, opened the door, and dragged him out of the car. Said, take the keys out the ignition, put your hands up, put your hands out the window, open the door, get out the car, walk backwards. That's what they do. So, it, like I said, like, and yes, that cop took a picture of her. I didn't know cops can take pictures of people that's in custody on their personal phones. He walked away. If you saw the video deal, he walked away with the phone. And you see the flash on him, and then he walks away with the phone in his hand, and he sees pressing buttons and stuff. Like, I think that they, go ahead.
Hey, what part did he do it at? Because, I need to see the video, because we're going to watch it right now. I want to see it.
Yes, look at it. It's very clear. It's very, very clear. He took a picture. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm going to find it.
He took a picture. You can see the flash on the car. See, you know, it's so many videos that the one that I kept watching, it's like the video is like 26 minutes. And at the mark, it's, as a matter of fact, I put it on my Instagram. If you want to go to my Instagram, you can see the picture. I slowed it down and I put it up on my Instagram. But yeah, I think that they stalked him because how just the kawinky thing that they caught him at the top of his mom's block,
right?
Dragged him out of the car, didn't say put your hands up. Another thing, if it was a stolen car, why couldn't they run the place right then and there before they even walked up to the car and dragged him out of the car?
Right.
That's not procedure. They're like, if I'm not mistaken, the mistress procedure is don't hit below the shoulders. That man handcuffed them, then beat them some more.
Yeah.
The narrative of the stolen car just doesn't fit.
It don't.
Why would he take a picture of him? You're not supposed to take a picture of nobody all bloody and beat up and hurt like that. The state that he was in, they didn't even render aid to him. Just the stolen car narrative, it just doesn't fit. They didn't approach him as if he was armed. They didn't tell him to put his hands up. They walked straight up to the car, opened the door, and dragged him out.
Now, listen.
He was targeted. He was stalked.
You absolutely right. Now, hold on now, because I want to breathe for you. What's your, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is obey me.
Obey me.
OBEYMEH underscore else.
Okay. OBEYMEH _ else. ELSE.
Yes.
All right, you want to make sure.
Obey me or else.
Yeah, y'all know I've been dropped on my head quite a few motherfucking times, okay?
Oh, and listen, allegedly, the Memphis chief of police, she worked in Atlanta.
Okay.
She was fired for not investigating the situation that happened with a sergeant. And her husband was dealing with some SA with children. Let me.
Accept it, baby.
I don't even do Instagram like that. I accept it.
Now you gonna get a lot of followers. Now.
Okay. No, child. I ain't a big social media person. I don't care to live my life online. Let me see. Oh.
Anyway,
if you was 420,
girl.
Hi. Listen, I just moved to South Carolina. I'm sick. I'm not there for the Eagles situation, though. I am upset. We go to the Super Bowl. But now, what's your name?
It's all viral access needed.
Oh, child, it's right there on the TV. Did you send it?
Yeah. It says requested. Yeah, you on 420 right now, okay?
I am. Okay, all right, bet. I got to the follower request. Where you out? Oh, that's your avatar, too?
Yeah, got them. Hurry up.
Child, there's so many people. All right, boom, I got you. Confirmed.
I'm about to tell you now.
You in? All right, you in.
It's this one right here, right? That you put up an hour ago?
Yep. All
right.
Now watch, you going to see the flash.
Right.
See the flash?
Yeah,
now
yeah,
watch
yeah.
him turn around with his phone. Look.
Yeah, I'm at
clear as day.
And that actually looks like, that looks just like him. Demetrius,
that's
that looks just
him.
One more time.
That's him.
One more time. Nigga, that's him. That looks just like him, and I'm gonna find on the record video.
You see him? That is him clearly. That's him. Look, that's him.
That's him. That's him. Oh yeah, yeah. That's definitely Demetrius, man. That's him.
This was personal. They stalked him. They waited on his mom block for him. He probably knew what time he'd get off because he worked the same shift as his girlfriend slash baby mom, whatever it is. But, yeah, that's just my humble opinion. And nothing else really fits but this. Like, why would you take a picture of him in that state?
Right.
Like, no.
Absolutely. Look, we got a few people on the line. I'm going to say thank you for your call.
All right, go ahead, Mike. I'm watching, honey.
All right, thank you, love. Peace.
You're welcome.
Ooh, excuse me. Illest nigga in Nebraska. Then I'm going to go to area code 706. What's good, boy?
What's up, my dog? How you living, baby?
Shit, I'm all right. Oh, my shit just died.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, what's bro. First off, man, rest in peace, Tyree, man. And, you know, I agree with that first call about, you know, he was being stalked and they came out of nowhere, man, pulled up right behind. You talking about five motherfucking, well, not five, but you had at least three or four squad cars sitting right there in one place. That shit is, you know, not normal. But my points I just want to make, Mike, is this here, man. I done got all the details as far as, you know, who, what, when, where, and how, you know, all this happened. But I want to talk about, you know, the policeman here and also Chief Davis. Chief Davis, she's one of a kind, man. I call her the madam of, man, she's just a madam, man. She just fucked up in all type of ways. You know, first of all, what fucking chief, you know, that's been on a police force and had a service piece stolen twice. Nigga, you telling me that motherfucker, you honestly putting guns out there in these little niggas' hands and got these little niggas out here doing some fucked up shit. This is the type of dumb shit that you're on. You know, this is what you're on as a fucking black woman. Not speaking collectively, just her. You know, this black woman putting these fucking guns or not even taking you know, the proper precaution and of taking care of your service piece, man. How many motherfucking policemen you'd have known that had a service piece taken, bro?
Yeah,
that shit
right.
is unheard of. You know, that shit don't even make no sense, man. And then on top of that, too, Mike, I have noticed what the media have been doing. The media have been smearing these niggas' name like a motherfucker, Mike. They've been on their ass like white on rice, too, bro. And see, I think the reason behind that shit is, too, them motherfuckers know a lot of shit, corrupted shit that has been going on that they've been a part of or others that have been a part of shit in that police, you know, department, police division. And, man,
yeah.
you know, they ain't never done no motherfucking time. They got families. They got wives, girlfriends, babies, sons, daughters. Man, you can't tell me these motherfuckers ain't finna try to cut no deals. Because they
yeah.
know.
because they know a lot, so they're probably going to get off on a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't.
You're
going to be mysteriously dying. You know, then it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because
you can't tell me, man. I remember seeing the first interview. Oh, you talking to me?
No, go ahead.
I remember seeing the first interview with Chief Davis, and she specifically said that shit, too. She said, yeah, they came in on 10. This is how she was saying. She was trying to make it seem like she was big on training and all this type of shit. Bitch, you told them niggas to go out there and do what the fuck we want y'all to do, which is terrorize niggas in the motherfucking neighborhood. We know Memphis fucked up. Mike, I was there the night that shit happened. I went to go visit a friend of mine. And, man, let me tell you, man, I went to Makita's. Man, that whole fucking strip down there in the hood and all that shit, maybe that may cause for a little, being on 10, but where they stopped Kyrie at? Man, it was probably like 4 blocks away from where I was visiting, and that was a residential neighborhood. That wasn't the hood, Mike.
Wow.
That wasn't the hood.
And that's
yeah.
it. So that's,
so that's why I agree with that.
They probably was following them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They probably was following
them. Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah. And you know what? Listen, man. I have been in some shit fucking with the police or partners of mine. Bro, when they pulled up behind him and a motherfucker tried to open that door, snatch that door, man, we would have burnt rub on the motherfucker. That dude wasn't built like that, man.
Right.
That dude was not built like that. I'm speaking into the mind of a motherfucker like me, knowing what the fuck I would have did. Because I know I'm out here fucking off in the streets. You know what I'm saying? That dude wasn't fucking off in them streets like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, bro, you know how I get down.
All right, man. Thank you for your call, man. Ellison, Nebraska. Peace.
Yo, check the cash out, too, brother. I donated tonight. Well,
right,
sure everybody else donate too, brother.
That's right. Thank you, King Preacher. Peace. I'm not getting any notification. My phone is acting real fucked right now. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all would like to show some love, donate to the platform. If you're feeling this program, I see 901. That's definitely Memphis. Let me go to 9. Area code 706. I know you've been holding on for a minute. Let me go to 901 because that's Memphis. So let me go to Memphis real quick. Area code 901. This is Memphis, right?
You go to 901 because that's Memphis. So let me go to 901. This is Memphis, right?
Well, I don't see shit together. Yeah, is this Memphis, right? You from Memphis, right? Bro, you got to mute the background, huh? I'm going to let can you hear me?
Bro, you got to mute the background, huh?
Boy, all right, you on now. Can you hear me? Listen to the phone. Listen to the phone, my G.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? No.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So what's up, my G? What's up? Talk to me, brother. You okay?
Yeah.
Yo, nah, no, son. Whatever. Look. I haven't smoked all day. I know what it does to you. Shut up, Mike. Area code 706. How you doing, family? What's going on? What's going on?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Shout out to Georgia, baby. What's up?
I wanted to bring attention to the white officer and how the media is directing attention away from that white officer. I think he should have been arrested, too. And also, the underlying premise of the whole entire incident regarding this man's beating is the use of force was not proportional to the crime. There's nothing they can say if he had stolen the car or he had been in the commission of a crime. That was excessive force. There was no excuse for what they've done. And I think the FBI needs to investigate that whole entire department because if you look deeply into that whole police department, I'll bet you'll find a lot more beatings have occurred and a lot more corruption have occurred. But my main focus is on that white officer, how he conveniently is not in the media, how he conveniently still kept his job, and how he conveniently has not been arrested as of yet. I don't want to take him out of the equation. He needs to be in the equation.
He's been relieved of his duties, though. He's been relieved of his duties, but he's on administrative leave. So public pressure has made that happen. He didn't get fired, but
want to see him in cuffs. He needs to be in cuffs, just like those black guys should be in cuffs. He initiated that confrontation. He initiated it, as far as I'm concerned. So he should have been in cuffs along with those Negroes.
Right. Right. No, I totally agree. I totally agree. I want to say, is there anything else, ma'am? But I definitely appreciate your call.
I think we should be looking at solutions to the problem. We should be controlling policing in our areas, in the areas where we're the majority population. And I don't think we should sweep this under the rug, and we definitely should not sweep it under the rug concerning that white officer.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am. You have a blessed one, all right? Thank you.
You too.
Peace. Well, you got to respect your elders, man. Always. Never forget that until they disrespect you. Let me stop. Area code 813, what'd it be? What's up?
Hey, Mike. I called in last night. Florida.
What's going on? What's up?
Hey, everybody. No, I was just calling. Actually, I think it's another clip where they actually show the actual police taking the picture, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That's what I'm looking for now. We actually seen it. We actually just showed it, but I want to, watch it on like the regular video and be able to pause and zoom in. So that's what I'm trying to do now, but.
Yeah, because it's another angle.
Okay.
And I may be wrong, but I'm positive that I seen him actually stand and actually take the picture and walk off like you seen from the other clip.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna night scene. All right, so hold on, this shit gonna be loud as
okay,
hell.
Okay, I'm gonna get off. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, love. Appreciate you.
Good night.
Good night. All right. All right. Two more calls, and then we're going to get right to it. All right. Area code 956. What's going on, family?
Hey, what's going on, Mike, man? Regardless of the fact of what this tragedy these officers did to my boy, regardless, the black African community is still going to make example out of these people. This is how racial. And if you notice, whenever it's a racial crime, whenever it's the white officers against the black, the African American, beating them down, regardless, they always get away with it. But because regardless they are black, the officers, they're going to make examples out of these people. Like the other caller was telling you. That white officer, why didn't they arrest him? And he's the one that really initiated the whole.
Right.
So regardless of the fact, these people are still going to make examples out of them.
Right.
Regardless of the fact, it's still taking a hit. They did what they did, all right? And it was wrong. But still, you know how these people are. They're going to make examples. Them other white officers that did that beating, they would get away with it. They would give them something lenient, make it look like they're doing something, but at the end of the day, they're going to send them to another state and they're going to continue work.
Get another job.
That's it, basically.
Hey, man, I want to say thank you for your call, all right?
Man, I appreciate that, Mike. My name is Tony, man, from the 956 Laredo, Texas, man.
Shout out to Texas, baby. Peace.
Already, you know how we do it in the South, man. We got your support, man. We all here, man. We here for everybody.
Thank you, man. Peace. Shout out to Texas, man. All right. And Texas Pete. You know what I'm saying? I love Texas Pete, motherfucking shit. All right. Shout out to Texas Pete. All right. Fuck Texas. Shout out to Texas Pete. The nigga who created that. You going some chicken? Nigga, please. Shout out to Texas Pete out this motherfucker. Nah, just kidding, but salute to everybody in the South, all right? So let's listen, let's go to this video. Let's go to the part where we've seen this shit. I'm not playing this whole thing. I can kiss my ass.
Yeah. Let me get my car put.
Bad ass niggas out of damn breath and shit. And thank you, Queen. Hold on, man. All right. Shout out to Queen and Illest Nigga in Nebraska for showing some love to the platform. I gotta charge my fucking phone. My shit about to die. Hold on, y'all. Let me get my charger real quick. So they don't want to play the fucking actual audio of what the fuck they're saying. So that's crazy. Ugh. Hold on. Sorry, I have to find my damn. OMG. Let me just stop. See how they fucking just dragged him to the car like that?
Oh, yo, he just snatched him off with his ass and all that. Fuck, man.
Oh, there we go, right there. There we go. Hold on, there we go. Yeah, that's you, bitch. That's you, homie.
Yeah, I'm good.
There you go. That's you. Let me get a screenshot of that real quick. That's for another video or whatever. I make a thumbnail out of that. All right, let me get that and download that motherfucker right there. Hold on. Let me get that out the way first. I can download that. So that's at the, y'all probably seen that too. Don't worry about it. What marker is that? Oh,
809. Come on, y'all. No, I'm not bringing dude. Man,
make sure you mute your background. What's your thoughts, man, on what you're seeing right now? Let me call 539. Can you hear me?
Oh, did you talk to me?
Yeah, you area code 539. What's up?
Okay, yo, man, I didn't know this shit was from behind Jealous Rage, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo,
that's
man,
crazy.
I didn't know this was behind some Jealous Rage shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. They tell you a lot about them other police. And they say, hey, yo, man, you need to take this outside of job, man. You don't need to be here. You need to involve us in that. It tells you a lot about the other ones that's in on it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy. And again, like, this is That's not the. It's a residential area. It's not, you know, in the inner city or whatever, you know, where the crimes is happening. So they had to be following him. And this dude was actually running home because he was 80 feet from his home. So he was actually trying to run home to his mama. That's why he called out for
it. Oh, this was planned. This was planned, no doubt.
It had to be planned.
They knew who they wanted when they pulled him over.
Yeah, absolutely.
They knew who they wanted.
Anything else, King?
Yeah, man, it was like this. They never did show. It was a white cop involved in it because he was tasing them, holding them down. At first I thought it was some latex gloves. I said, wait a minute, that's the white hands.
Right. Wait, and I'm trying to hold on. Let's look at the car for a second, y'all. Is that really a charger? Because that's a charger. This is not no charger. No, he was not in no charger. No, he wasn't. That's not. Hold on. What kind of car is that? That almost looks like the EM if I'm looking at the emblem, right?
Yeah, it was. Because that white cop here had a taser on him, hold him down with his other hand. That's the one that got suspended. That was the sixth one that got suspended.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your call, though. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I did.
Please. All right, let's go to the audio real quick. Turn this shit down. This shit loud as hell. They did not say what they was taking him out the car for. They didn't even say that you seen us fucking chasing you. You seen us try to stop you. You kept going. You ain't hear none of that shit. The story that they try to come up with. Let's hear that one more again. You just gonna get blown the fuck off. From this guy, if this is just a fucking traffic stop, he's sitting on his fucking ass. What else do you want him to do? He's already on the fucking ground. Now you want him to lay on his fucking chest so y'all can put your elbow in his fucking neck or his y'all knee on his fucking neck. Why do police continue to use that tactical fucking practice by putting your fucking elbow in somebody's neck right here on the vein? I ain't wear a turtleneck in a long time. But right here, it stops your fucking airflow. They know exactly what they're doing, son. They know exactly what the fuck they're doing, man. That's some fuck shit. He's sitting there. Before I break your shit. Why all that extra unnecessary, excessive fucking force y'all putting on him? He's not high. He's not under the influence. They still not saying what they pulled him over for.
Hey, dude,
damn. All right.
Okay, for her. Knock your ass the fuck out. You guys are really doing a lot right now.
Bro, lay down.
Will be scared, especially if you're not into street stuff. You a skateboarder, you know what I'm saying? You don't sell drugs, You don't hang out with the bad kids. You know what I mean? You're doing your own thing. You're seeing what's going on in the world, what police is doing. I'm pretty sure you hear what's going on in your inner city, what's going on with the police. It's such and such and such and such. And you pulling this motherfucker out. Now it's really making me think that really Demetrius Haley set the shit up. It has to be personal. It's not what you did. You ain't do anything for us to pull you over. We wanted to pull you over for a fucking a certain reason. You know what I mean? I feel like that was planned because they didn't have any probable cause. I don't know if y'all remember, and they said that there was no probable cause for them to even pull him the fuck over. And then you see this nigga taking fucking pictures, man. I really, what was at the beginning really just, it shows you exactly that it had to be personal. Let's really go through the beginning. And he's not driving a car. And then, now listen, hold on. That's not a charger at all. That's not a charger that he was in. So you're not looking for the jump out boys, who is the dudes that be driving Challengers and Chargers and Infinities. For those who just coming in, it's over 700-some people. Please hit that like button. If y'all enjoying yourself, if y'all new, please make sure y'all subscribe to the platform. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like to donate and show love to the platform, show some love to the platform, all right? So, but what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, that they followed this nigga to his home. They had to follow him because what the fuck he was doing for them to pull him over. Anyway, let's go back over. And for a person to say they didn't do anything, right? That means nothing really happened. If he knew he did something wrong, he would have said something to that effect. Why am I being pulled over? What did I do? Did I run a light? Or whatever the case may be, these officers literally just stopped him for no apparent reason at all and pulled them out. Space and be like, oh, you know, what if he looked at Demetrius and realized, okay, now this is something personal here. They're about to do something to me. You know what I mean? That's what probably made him just get up and run.
Wait, what do you think?
Hold on. We all seen it. Let me try to dissect the words now. You feel me? You seen wifey what? Yeah, am I hearing shit? You see wifey over your head? I don't know, but I ain't gonna kill y'all with the pause and the shit, but I really wanna hear what they saying out their mouth.
You
might get sprayed again.
Wow, man.
Mom! Hey. Give me my hand. Give me my hand.
See, that, let me try to see if that was Demetrius. Because it looked like Demetrius got out and started wailing on him. Why would you get out and start hitting on him? Nah, bro.
Give me
That's, I think that's Demetrius right there. That one that just came and started hitting on him.
Hey, give me your hands, bro. Right. Give me your hands, bro.
All right, so something, and I hope that it really gets to the press. I hope it gets, fuck the press. Us as a people, once we keep putting pressure and pressure and pressure, they're going to have to crack open the files at some point. You know what I mean? If pressure and pressure, public pressure continues, you already know the city, they don't want to be looked at as corrupt. They don't want their, you know, They don't want to be exposed, so what they will do, they will cut their loose ends, and they're going to hang them niggas out to dry or hang him out to dry or whatever the case. You know what I mean? Because that could stop city funding, police funding, or defunding. They don't want that. So, and keep their jobs and their reputation. So they will start cutting loose ends, you know what I mean, because of the public pressure. So I hope we put more pressure on them for what the fuck they did. The white dude, he needs to be arrested. The METs, they should be arrested as well. Fuck fire, because they could have helped him with the swelling that was happening while he was sitting up against the car. They could have basically helped this dude. They could have saved him. They just watched this dude die.
Give me your fucking hand.
The fuck?
Give me your hand, bro. Give me your fucking hand.
There's no cash button. Artwork's photograph. Photography, excuse me. That's why the links are in there. Ms. Drew and her husband Bamboos just put the link in there. So that'll be the link right there. So if you have PayPal, Cash App, please show some love there. All right? Thank you in advance. And thank everyone in advance. All right? I really don't want to see this part, though. This is real
fun. Ross and Catherine, we are east of the intersection.
Ross and Castlegate. Hold on. You know I got the fucking. Ross and Castlegate. Memphis? Hold on. Now I know I want to see the exact fucking block. Who knows the actual address? Somebody give me the actual address. Thank you, Artworks Photography in advance. What's the address? I want to go to the actual spot.
Right here. 230. The Castlegate and Bear Street. You can get there from Raw and Castlegate.
My motherfucker made me spray myself.
Man, it's you.
Hey, the man. Hey.
Castlegate. Oh, hold on. That was... Hold on.
2930, Pepper's Ready to Put.
Hold on, man. Do anybody know where?
Yeah. Let me get my car put.
Hold on, I'm trying to find out right now. Hold on, y'all. I'm looking for this address on there. Few days of this. No, let's go back. What street? Hey, yo, illest nigga in Nebraska. Where you at, son? Where you at? Because I want to... All right, we got Castlegate Lane. And he said something. Castlegate Lane. Hold on, let's go back a little bit. He said Castlegate is something. I'm going to go to that exact spot.
Yeah. Let me get my car put.
Fat niggas is all out of fucking breath. Hold on. We're going to go to that street. Castlegate and what?
Right here. 230. The Cassidy and Bear Street.
And Bear Street, right? Castlegate and Bear Street.
Get there from Raw and Castlegate.
My motherfucker made me spray myself.
Man, it's you.
Hey, he's gonna leave.
Castlegate.
Hey, my heart.
That's a great lane. And Bear Street. Dr. Bain.
Yeah. Let me get my car put.
No. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Oh, Bear Creek, not Bear Street. I think. Hold on now. I think I got something. I think I got something. I just work with the kid. I think I got something. Yeah, now I need to go to the actual street. Yeah, man, this looked like it. Hold on, I don't wanna fuck it up. Hold on. This looking real good. Let me do it like this. Hold on, y'all. All right, 6-7. Six seven two seven Castlegate Lane. 6-7-2-7 Castlegate Lane.
Okay.
No Bing.
Yeah. Come on, I'm not bringing dude. Man, hell.
Oh, no.
I just reopened my shit back up, bro. My leg.
No,
my
man.
Hey, he took our running, so y'all finna wipe in their face, bro.
Hold on, what y'all feel,
man? Right here. He was running through the yard, bro. This is why I got
y'all,
like, I said, he.
I couldn't see no more. Well, you said that. We went through there. Yeah.
Y'all said bald head, though. I was like, yeah. But then he started running, bro.
He was about to space.
Yeah. Like, you got right on top of it. I know. I see y'all seeing his ass.
Okay, right on time. So, I took his ass to the ground.
Oh, fuck my leg, bro. I know I'm going to feel this shit.
Bro, my shit been hurting all day, but when I see that boy running, bro,
hey,
come up on that side, I ain't no more, bro.
Wait a minute.
Come on, hold on.
That motherfucker, man.
He hot.
Hey, shut up, bro.
Hold on, everybody.
Shut up, bro. Hey,
what the fuck wrong with my radio, bro? Shit. My shit off the channel like a
motherfucker.
Yeah, where'd my light go, bro? Now, it's none of my business to find out exactly where his mother lived at, but look at this area. Look at this area. This don't look like no hood, but, you know, but as they say, it's not. But look at this area. This man was running home, and they caught him literally right here and beat this man to death. Let me make sure y'all can see it. Right here. How fucked up is that? Yeah, you see how they was talking and bragging about how they was beating the shit out of him? That shit is cute. All right, we got somebody from Memphis in the building. We got 901. What's going on, family? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, man. It's bad down here in Memphis, man. They need to get rid of this police chief. I mean, we didn't have no problem with our police department until she came. I mean, we never had any problems with the black officers. The black officers were the peacefulest ones. We had problems with the white ones, but not the black ones. Ever since she came, man, they've been raining down hell on all the black people, man.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, I was saying you serious. So since she came along, it's been... Well, hold on. But
yeah.
So what do you mean by that? As far as police beating up people and stuff like that, or killing people?
I mean, she was the one who, you know, leadership starts out from the top. And the people at the top set the tone. I mean, she went through some problems. Her, I think they broke into her car, stole her gun twice.
Right.
I think after that happened, I think she went on the warpath. That's when we got Scorpion. And Scorpion, man, that was a violent squad, man. That's all they've been doing around. That's all they've been doing is riding around beating people.
Right.
I mean, a lot of those people didn't even go to jail. I mean, I don't know so much about the baby mama situation, but, I mean, that's the way it's been going down in Memphis since she's been here. I mean, check the statistics.
Wow. So
go ahead.
No. I'm listening. I'm just trying to see exactly, like, what spot that he ran from the police from. But that, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, that's one of the more prominent black spots in Memphis, man. That's not the hood. That's the suburbs.
So they must have... what neighborhoods that they do patrol in? Because, if anything, they shouldn't be in this area. Am I correct?
Man, they shouldn't have been in that area at all. South Memphis, parts of North Memphis. Those are problem spots. Right here where I'm at right now, I'm in the heart of South Memphis. This is a problem spot. This is where crime runs rapid. But there, man, you can see the neighborhood. Nothing's going on. No problem.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you. I mean, it does kind of make you think they kind of set the guy up, but, you know, I mean, they could have randomly ran across him. My personal thought is I think the white guy, that white officer instigated it, because I also listened to the, I heard the dispatcher dispatch the Cobra unit. I know usually when you call, a police officer has to call the dispatcher to call in for backup, right?
Right. Brandywine. Oh, okay. Brandywine.
Right. And see, it's another thing that alarms me about what happened. It was not a supervisor there. Memphis police, I mean, they call them, what do they call them? They call them some kind of supervisor. They roll in supervisor, they roll. And if they men get into something,
they're superior, basically. They're supervisor or
I know you're talking
about that.
And usually when a situation occurs like that, the supervisor's always there. I mean, to calm down a lot of problems that we used to have, those supervisors, I know I got into a situation where me and the police, we got into a heated discussion. And when they try to get figured, I would tell them to get their supervisor out here, and they would have to do it. Now, I was watching that. There was no supervisor there to stop this stuff from escalating.
Right.
I mean, they would basically get out there unsupervised, and that's not like Memphis. That's not like Memphis. That's why I'm blaming it on the top. Ever since that lady got here, we've been having problems on the street with the cops. And, you know, that's real crazy. We now have a problem with our black cops, something that never, ever happened before.
So if you're saying it like that, evidently there's something other than this traffic stop. That's why we all feel like this is personal. This has to be personal. Look at this neighborhood, man.
It's one of the problems. It's one of the better neighborhoods in the Hickory Hill area. It's like a suburban neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, nothing happens there. Nothing happens there at all. Like the situation with the baby mama, I kind of believe that they may have set him up, but I still blame it on the top because she set the tone for this. Our city was not like this at first. We did not have problems out of our black officers because basically the black officers are from the same neighborhoods that we from.
Right.
But when you get the chief sets the tone. We had police chiefs here that didn't go for that. You know what I'm saying? They kept these officers under control. They kept them doing their job. But when she came, it got wild. It got wild not only on the streets, it got wild with the police department.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The top sets the tone. The commander sets the tone. She's the one that says, hey, we got to go hit these people and hit these people hard. But
they gotta meet their quotas. You know?
Right. Right, but you know, you can't, it's against the law to set a quotas for arrest. They can set quotas. It's actually against the law to set quotas for tickets. But they do it anyway, but I mean, man, this stuff is crazy because I dealt with the police department here, and I ain't never seen nothing like this. You know, we had problems out of the white officers until we got black police chiefs in. Once, when we got the black police chiefs in, we stopped having so many problems with the white officers. But, I mean, if you go back and check Memphis history, we have all kind of problems with all of the officers now, the white, the black, the Mexican, and any other color, because it's coming from the chief. I don't know why Colombia ain't got rid of her yet. But when they get rid of her, this situation will clear up a whole lot in Memphis.
Yeah, she definitely got a bad reputation. She got a fucked up reputation. Like two of her guns got stolen out of her car. And when y'all say that, it starts to come back to me that I heard that before. And definitely this was around when Young Dolph passed away. And I remember they talking about that shit about her as well too. And then the one, you know, that happened in Atlanta, when she was police chief there, one of her lieutenant's husbands was caught, you know, messing with underage girls. And she tried to make sure nobody pressed charges and stuff like that. Like, so she got a sketchy background. She got a sketchy history, man.
But did you also notice that, I mean, when you're dealing with police departments and police chiefs, the police chief is going to go to bat for his people, for his police officers, they will go to bat and they will lose their jobs. She turned on those boys so quick. The next day, when they found out that when they got that video, she turned on them immediately to save her own skin. And then if you look at the footage, they kind of hid the white guy out of the whole scene, the one who initiated the whole thing. You know, we didn't find out about him until today. Everybody kept saying after seeing the video, hey, that's a white hand that's pepper spraying him. Hey, that's a white hand that's tasing him. You see what I'm saying? They conveniently left him out. He just got suspended, the sixth man.
That's why we need more pressure, more public pressure on the police department, you know, and the police chief. Once they feel that pressure, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a problem. And the only reason she did that, to cover her ass and for the shit that happened in Atlanta. So her reputation is on the line.
Exactly. They need to get her out in the office. They need to get her out of her position. And she needs to go do something else other than policing, because it ain't for her. Because wherever she goes, it's trouble.
Now,
we got five police officers that was out here basically unsupervised, so basically they could do what they wanted. If it's the thing that he did have a vendetta against the guy that they killed, I mean, they should have had supervision. They should have had supervision on the street. I'm looking at the footage that you got now, and I still don't see a supervisor. They call them some kind of staff supervisor. Commander supervisors. But these guys, they be on the street with their officers. If their officers get a call, a major call like what happened, the supervisor would be there. It wouldn't have never escalated like that if they would have had proper supervision, for one.
And they, well, far as I know, they wear white shirts. The supervisors always wear the white shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you know what they call it? Shift
status.
Commander.
Yes. Yeah. The supervisor, the officer that's in command, that's in charge, that supervisor over the regular, the rest of them. Yes, absolutely. You got it right, though. We understand exactly what you're trying to say. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But hold that thought. Scobo, didn't you say you was going to call in? Ain't you from Memphis, Sue? You said you was going to call in. What's up? You said 35 minutes. It's been over an hour. Stop playing, son. You said something. I forgot what you said. You said you know something. Was that you, Scobo? Scobo the Eagle?
Who are you talking to me?
No, the dude in the chat. You did call? So that was you that... Yo, if that was you, man, that wasn't right, man. You were sounding like real crazy, son. Can you call it now? Are you gonna call it? Let me know. I didn't ignore you, nigga. What's your area code? Come on, Scova, stop playing. But anyway, anything else you wanna say, family? You that's on the phone. Anything else you want to say?
Oh no. I mean, all I got to say is, man, it's the leadership, man. The leadership. I mean, this is where the problem came from. The leadership. Unsupervised cops out here without no supervision doing exactly what they want to do. No leadership. They need to get rid of CJ Davis or whatever her name is. She is a problem.
Absolutely. She definitely should be fired.
Yeah, she should be fired. I saw an interview today where she was talking about she wasn't gonna retire. I mean, she wasn't gonna step down. She gonna have to step down because we don't need this, man. Memphis is one of the biggest black cities in America. We had this problem until this lady got here. This is not Atlanta. This is not Georgia. This is Memphis, Tennessee. She can't bring that Atlanta crap down here, man. This whole city is predominantly black. We've been peaceful for a long time, man. When she got here, all this dope shit happened. Now the police going crazy, man. They need to get that woman up out of here. She brought that bad luck from Georgia with her.
Nah, I feel you. I definitely feel you, man. Hey, I want to say thank you for your call, man. Shout out to Memphis. Thank you for your call. Y'all be easy down. If there's any information that you can get, make sure you hit me up. DM me, email me, everything's in my description box. All that good shit, man. So salute, stay safe out there, man.
Okay, man, you stay safe too, man, and make sure, man, y'all do, if when it's time to hire a new police chief, make sure y'all do y'all research, man. This Memphis shit will be all, this shit will spread, this shit gonna spread everywhere if they don't start watching people that they hire.
That's true. Thank you, King. Peace.
Okay, brother, you stay up, man. And Memphis ain't right. Bad as they make it seem, man. All right, take it easy.
Peace. Nah, man, I'm going to come down to Memphis, man. You know what I mean? I would love to come to Memphis, man. I love the way y'all niggas, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, what's his fucking name? Oh, my God, Terrence Howard. Come on, man. Area code 803. Hold on 1 second. I got you right now. Yo, Stover, come on, man. You saying that you knew him. You knew him. Like, you said you was a courier. Where you at? Damn. You said you was an independent courier. And what? This shit is too fast. But you said you knew Tyree. Call in now, brother. Like, what the fuck? Call in real quick. Can you call in real quick? If you know him, give him, let us know, like, his character, like, far as what you met him, what was your impression of him. Call in, son. What the fuck? I am. See, come on, man. Area code 803. Please make it quick before the homie calling in real quick, man. What you want, man? Come on, man.
How you doing, man?
Ah, shit, man. I'm good. A little bit.
I'm trying to get a point across about the Memphis PD, because this it seemed like it's a cover up, because something about to be revealed about the Doff case, man. You ever wonder why they gave up the footage so easy? Like, why would you put that out like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty quick, but make us understand where you're trying to get at with this. I feel you, I hear you, but let me know what are you insinuating right now?
What I'm insinuating is, I think that the Memphis police has something to do with the Dolph situation also, but it was covered up. And I think that they had to make a bigger situation with this Tyrese situation, because to kind of not have a protest over a rapper, but a civilian. I mean, I'm trying to say that I think they have the footage of that Dolph situation, and they put this footage out fast to make it seem like they won't hold on to footage. You know?
Right. They should have been put Dolph's footage out. It's been what?
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, they put still photos out. Like, come on, you got footage from all over the city. You just said you got a sky cam.
Yeah.
All over the whole city. You said you can see everything that happens.
Something definitely ain't right. Something's definitely not right. So I'm hearing shit outside, but I'm hearing some things, but you will be hurt. But anyway, so is there anything else, man?
I mean, and also the fact of the fact that the chief was the chief in Atlanta when all of the when hip hop was first really getting big. I think she's kind of extorting rappers and undercover, oh, like.
Come on, man.
Huh?
You tripping, son. Come on, man. You say she's trying to extort rappers?
Yeah, she also moved to Memphis during the pandemic time. Like, you know what I mean? That we was at our most vulnerable time at that point. That was,
I'm going to have to let you go on that one. You made me feel very uncomfortable with that one, brother. I don't know what's going on over there, but something ain't right, nigga. Nah, I can't even repeat what he said, but it don't sound right. He's gonna be all right. Yeah, that nigga Wallace, huh? She moved over here during the pandemic. Like, come on, nigga, stop that shit. Come on, man. That nigga smoking on some real high THC shit, nigga, okay? Yo, son, I had some OG cushions over there. I had that shit for like a month. Like, I really, like, that, like, CBD, I could smoke back to back. But, like regular weed with THC and that shit, nigga, that shit take forever. I still got my rolls, my raw shit right here. Nigga, two to four pulls, nigga, I'm good for, like, 5 hours, nigga. I don't want to do nothing, okay, for any motherfucker who. But Memphis been wildin', though. I don't, you know, Memphis been on some shit. Memphis really been on some shit, man, you know. But I think that, you know, the streets should be, you know, especially in this day and age, these streets should be safe for these little ones, man. I think they should create units. I don't want to say such as Scorpion, but, you know, like just tactical police groups to, you know what I mean, to try to stop a lot of this crime and shit like that. You know, I'm not knocking how motherfuckers got to eat and live and put food on their table, you know, but the streets got to be safer for our kids too, you know what I'm saying, because there's nothing but bad influences, man. There's nothing but bad influences in the cities, man. I never wanted my son to grow up like how I did. I want him to learn the ins and outs of that side of reality and shit like that. You know, it's good to know, have some kind of street smarts and have some, I don't want to say book smarts, but that's included. Just, you know, just that other side of life. Because I know niggas that's from the hood that read too. So, you know, so I don't want to just make that like that. But, you know, I just think, you know, a lot of shit should just stop, you know. It's really hard, man. I got another caller. The 248 number. Hold on, I'm gonna take that 11111 number. Hopefully it's Scova, the dude that knew him. Yeah, you on the air? What's popping?
How you doing, Ari? Yeah, I just want to reiterate. Hello,
Miss Scova? Miss Scova?
Is this in the Midwest?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Fema. No, go right ahead, brother. I thought you was Scova that was call in. But go ahead, family. Go right ahead.
Like we say, we definitely got to do our investigation on the police chief and why she double talking on the news, knowing she put the team together, and now she got to put the fall back on them. As far as they training goes, who knows what they reported and they retrained it back on their normally 2 weeks training. So somebody in fault. We know the five officers, but they trying to ripple effect it down to a white police officer. Then, shit, we saw it plain sight.
Right.
So now what they going to do, we only, like they say, we only got one good view, and that was from the tower camera. So what happened to the cameras that was on the police officers? So apparently all they cameras popped off.
Right. I would like to see the actual dash cams, whereas they was chasing him, or when he broke the law, or these traffic violations that he had that gave them so-called probable cause to stop him. I want to see that footage, not when they pull up and jump out the car and pull them out the car. Let's actually go with the initial story that he did some kind of traffic violation, like ran a stop light or whatever it was. Let's show that infraction. Let's show that first, so we can see that was probable cause. You know what I'm saying? But they don't start it from there. They start at the white guy's camera, body cam, him getting out the car and tasing him and shit like that. I want to see the initial reason why y'all was chasing him, so-called chasing him, and stopped him in the first place.
They, to me, they probably was bored, and they fucked up.
Yeah, I said that as well, man. But anyway, anything else, family?
That's all, man. That's all. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Peace. All right. All right. This hit is crap.
He never really complies until the very end. But here are some of the facts that people aren't talking about. This all could have been avoided with one simple move. Tyree Nichols could have complied from the moment he was pulled out of that car. If you watch this interaction, he never really complies until the very end. But here are some of the facts that people aren't talking about. This all could have been avoided with one simple move. Tyree Nichols could have complied from the moment he was pulled out of that car. If you watch this interaction,
you see what I fucking hate about these motherfuckers sometimes? You want to talk about the moment he got pulled out the car, he should have complied. When do white people fucking comply when they get pulled over by fucking cops? Y'all curse the fucking police out. Y'all fucking go on a rant, a tangent, come getting out your cars and cursing them the fuck out, throwing shit at them, all types of shit. Y'all motherfuckers got the nerve? You really got the nerve, son? You understand what I'm saying? It's always went on us. They find one little fucking thing to point out to say what happened to that man was justifiable because you did not abide by the rules or comply. When y'all never comply when y'all get pulled over by police. Fuck are you pulling me over for? What? I fucking pay your taxes, all that fuck shit that y'all do. The Karens and Mr. Karens. Y'all know what y'all do. Y'all never comply. Y'all see that shit? But anyway, that's the type of shit that riles me the fuck up. God damn it. And you bullshit, what's the name? You still ain't calling in, son. You supposed to have known the nigga. If you know him, call in. Yeah, and see, I try not to look at these kind of things right here because their narrative of our story, because it always ends like this. So I skip a lot of it. I said, you know what, let me just do this for the hell of it, the heck of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just have to understand we can't expect other people to understand our plight. Clifford, Crystal, Shirley, Brooklyn and Cali, and I said Queen Kinsey and Illis Nigga, thank y'all for showing love to the platform. Appreciate y'all. Now check this out, man. This really does it for me. I try my best not to make this a color thing. I really try my best not to make it like that. Okay. Okay. I pause a lot when I speak to try to make sure I be careful how I say things out my mouth. Because off camera, I'm fucking, my mouth is a nutty buddy. Okay? So while I'm live, let me be careful. I just want to say respectfully, I see the other ethnicities being there on the front lines. No, let me zoom in while I say that. I need y'all to see me on this one. Okay? On the front lines, right? In order for us to feel like you care about our plight, you can use your complexion, texture for the collection. Rest in peace, Paul Mooney. Because you have the complexion to go into these boardrooms, these town hall meetings. Speak to your mother-in-law's brother, Sammy, who's a politician that could move some pieces on the chessboard for us. Walking down the street, causing detours for cars to get to their destination to and from is not going to change anything in the system. Only thing it's doing is making people late for work and detours in the city. That's it. And again, a lot of these protesters are paid for. And a lot of them are operatives, spies, to know who's who, who's really riled up. Let's have a town meeting in this city and see who's who. Who is a revolutionary? Who will be disruptive? Who won't be so compliant? Fill out these forms, sign your name, your address. We'll mail you with this, that. All this shit is a game on the chessboard. Mike, you said, Mike, check out Call Me Kim Folk YouTube channel. He explains this in a different way. Take a look. Okay. I'll see what's up, because I ain't gonna be here that long anyway. But I'll see what's up. But do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Call me Kim Folk. I'll probably check it out. If he was right, they wouldn't dare treat him. They wouldn't dare beat him. Absolutely. Complexion has nothing to do with it, man. Anyone can do anything regardless of skin color. This is, see, I love conversations like this. Camo Live, can you do me a favor? Can you please call this number so we can, those are my favorite numbers right there. Can you please call us so we can have a respectful dialogue? I like this kind of dialogue because you say complexion has nothing to do with it. And you're saying this is not 2020, this is 2023, this is not 1967. What do you mean? I know what you mean. Things are still the same. This is not a post-racial nation. It's everything that goes on is still based on race. You can talk about how your personal outlook on things are, but me and my kinfolk, we look at things from a reality-based purposes only. Reality, the reality is. So I would like to know if you would like to call in Cameo, so we can really have a real respectable dialogue. And the numbers kind of dropped, so they probably got out. I just want to say this. Let me take this call. Area code 808. You on the air. Do you agree with Cameo Lab's statement?
No, I do not.
Can I ask you a question before you go into what you was calling for?
Yes.
You sound like you're grown-er than me. Are you an elder?
I am.
And I say that with respect, because I respect my elders. Let me just ask you this question. This person said it's not about complexion, right? It's not about complexion and anyone can do anything regardless of skin color. This is 2023, not 1967. What's your thoughts on that? Can you expound on that real quick, and then you get into what you called in for?
That is funny. I don't know what dimension they live in, because we can clearly see that the black race, we always struggle for whatever it is we want and we need. We're not treated the same. We're not treated the same. We're not.
Absolutely.
You know, we're just not treated the same. And so I don't know, like I said, I don't know what dimension they live in. Maybe they're not black, why they can say that. I don't know.
Hold on. If they were white cops, would you have a point? Yes, I would have a point. I know Uncle Charles going to call in. I'm going to have to reset the Uncle Charles. I need your crazy ass to call in. But it's this about to shut down, so I start the phone call all over. So just give me a minute. But Camo Live, can you call in? I would like to ask you this question. A respectful dialogue. Would you love to call in? Please let me know. Go ahead, ma'am. You can finish.
Okay. What I was calling in about what they did to the young man was wrong. But my thing is, what makes me so mad is that Ben Crump, every time it's a whole a high profile case, here he comes. Here he comes. And then he wanna sue for $52 million, and you know he gonna get his percentage out of there.
33%.
But nothing is, how much?
33%.
Okay, 33%. So he gonna get his percentage out there, and then you never see him again. I hate to say it, but if something like that, forget the money. Find some young people that are like you and others that are saying, no, we got to change the laws. We got to come in and change the laws, not just he just come in, collect the money, and then you don't see him to the next high-profile case. I'm sick of him.
That's what I'm saying. They are not for us. They have to pretend that they're for us by using real incidents like this. He's not really for us. He wants that money. And he want to make sure that you don't pursue with criminal charges. He only goes to them when they're going to push for civil, like the sue. Civil charges, like the sue.
Exactly. And so what's wrong with our people? What's wrong with our people that we just coward? Oh, they done killed my son, and he. I believe God had him as a sacrifice, but there's no laws being changed, lady. Quit looking at the money. It's going to keep happening. Quit looking at the money. I'm just pissed. I'm pissed.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
And it's always, you know, it's always the poor folks that live in the wherever. You know, they so low. They looking at, ooh, $52 million. No, change the laws. Are they going to keep doing this to us? Crazy.
Yep,
that's all I had to say. I'm just pissed.
Now, I feel you, ma'am. Where you calling from?
Hawaii.
Oh, you already hooked. All right, man, God damn it. All right, aloha and papaya to you. Thank you for calling, man.
Yes. Okay, right. Take care. Thank you.
Good night, love. Hey.
Good night.
Shout out to the Hawaiians. You calling for Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? You calling for Hawaii? Shit, that's what's up. Let me open up. I got to reset the phone lines, right? Thank you, everybody. That's